I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, old ladies from all around the world. Welcome back to your own program, Muslim Lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host once again. Yes, welcome to your own program. As usual, we're going to talk about the issues that are related to all the women out there. And in today's episode, we have Sister Nahid with us to help us with the topics. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Assalamu alaikum to you and all your dear listeners. I'm so glad and pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you very much for being here. How are you doing?
Good. Everything is going okay.
So that's perfect. So the great people and the greatest scholars have always talked a lot about women, and the way they look at women is very important in different societies and in different communities, because they are setting the foundation for the society to grow in a better way, to grow in their improvement, actually, and to flourish. When it comes to the Islamic Republic of Iran, then the two greatest scholars and, of course, the prominent leaders of this Islamic Republic, as Ayatollah Khamenei and Ayatollah Khomeini, both have got so much of words regarding women. In today's episode, we're going to actually cover some of their words and some of the points of views they have regarding women.
Yeah. First, I'm going to start with Ayatollah Khomeini, the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, who held strong beliefs about the role of women in society based on his interpretations of Islamic teachings. Women were a symbol of divine beauty in Imam Khomeini's thoughts, as he also had a close connection to his own wife. And we have too many narrations, too many stories, too many memories in his books. As you know, he was also a great writer, both of
exactly.
them, both Imam Khomeini and
poet,
Ayatollah.
A great
yeah,
poet.
Yeah, exactly. And also Ayatollah Khamenei, they write too many books that are just like role models mm-hmm. for our young generation.
Exactly.
And women are just the symbol of divine beauty in the view of Imam Khomeini and in his relation to his own wife as well.
And also he has a book, Ayatollah Khamenei has got a book which is so nice about... human beings entirely and generally, like the 1,000-year-old human. That's a very beautiful book. Just as a side note for everyone who's interested to go and search for that book and get some more of information about that. It would be so nice to read that book.
Yeah, and you know what fascinates me the most is that Imam Khomeini connects women and defines women using the keywords of dignity, the origin of the good, bravery, and that women have a major influence on the destiny of themselves and also the society.
Of course,
it's like
yeah.
he sees the woman as the center of the leading of society. It's
yeah.
like they are the center of the source of the good, actually.
Yeah, and the source of inspiration and the source of every good thing that might happen to a society is a woman.
Yeah.
Because with her is all the soldiers that are coming up in the next generation. And with her breeding is that the new scholars sprout in society, or great individuals would appear and contribute to their own societies as great individuals.
Yeah, and it is so nice. You know, it's like against the odds. In the Pahlavi time, there were a lot of people who were trying to like destroy his books, like not let his words be published. But when we go deep into the details of what he was saying, we find some just fascinating words. Like he clearly mentioned and stated that women are not going to be against men, but they're going to be beside each other.
Mm-hmm.
And even this single sentence can pave the way for life, like can pave the way for too many young people who are arguing with each other over, I don't know, gear is not working or boys being the most responsible person in the world, girls being dependent, and even his single sentence can be a teacher, can teach us a lot of things. And he was the one who was mentioning that women have a significant responsibility in all aspects of life, mm-hmm. like personally, like emotionally, like being the supportive one in the family. And this is so beautiful, like going into what he has mentioned, although there are a lot of people out there, a lot of sources out there who are fake, who are just saying untrue stuff to kind of change the mindset of the new generation,
yeah.
we still have these great treasures that can teach us.
Exactly. And there is one very famous quote from Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, that said, it is from the lap of a woman that a man start their journey to the heaven and to salvation, which is so beautiful and so deep, coming out from the mouth of a great leader and a great scholar. There's a lot more of detail to it, but let's go for a short break and then we'd come back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Well, welcome back again. This is Muslim Lady. Sister Nahid and I are talking about the perspective and the point of views of two great scholars and leaders, Islamic leaders in Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini rahmatullah alayh and Ayatollah Khamenei. So we actually covered a bit about Imam Khomeini, who talked about women as being the yeah. engine of the society. She is the one who's going to actually nurture the coming generation. She is the one who is contributing to the society for the flourishing and the betterment of the society. And then I guess you have some more to add.
Yeah, another point that I'd like to mention about Imam Khomeini is that when he was talking about the women's role in the society, like after the revolution, when he was just building the government, when he was shaping the country again, like reshaping the country
yeah.
again.
And redefining yeah. the laws and everything.
Yeah, exactly. At that time, when he was just considering the social presence of women after revolution, he completely focuses on the identity and dignity of the Muslim women from the viewpoint of the Islamic context.
Exactly.
Like, he believes that women should be out there, their dignity should be regarded, their yeah. identity should be mm-hmm. recognized by all people in the society, and they are going to be held responsible for some areas of the society. They are going to play a role, which is not going to be something that is not that much important. The women are going to play the significant role in ruling yeah. the society, in governing the society.
Mm-hmm. They would have a major contribution and a yeah. crucial contribution to society.
And
of course, we can see it right now. After yeah. 40 years of the revolution, we could see that clearly, that how many doctors who are women, even we have now pilots who are women. So this is a matter of pride, really, how women have flourished as time went by.
Yeah, and it's so nice that in this society, after the revolution, it was like a tree being planted at that time, and
exactly.
now we can see the results growing.
The fruits, you can yeah. see the fruit. It's very interesting for those people who feel like, according to Islam, women are to be held up in the houses.
Yeah, limited.
Like, they have no contribution in society, they have no active role in society, they're not going to achieve anything as an individual. But the Islamic Republic is going to show the counterexample to what people try to actually show out of Islam.
Yeah, it's
try
like
to
a
depict
picture
out
of the Islamic society.
Exactly. In which women grow and they can speak up and
exactly.
they have their own rights.
And it's okay. It's even yeah. they are asked to play this role. They are
exactly.
not forcing the society to accept them. They are recommended, they are suggested,
yeah.
they are supported by the society mm-hmm. and by the big leaders of the country.
Exactly. They can take part in the parliament, they can have different political roles in society, as we can see right now. So let's cut it into a break, and then we'd be back to see the rest. Welcome back. Still, you're listening to Muslim Lady. Sister Nahid is helping us to know more about the detailed point of views of the two greatest scholars and leaders of the Islamic Republic. We're all ears.
Yeah, researching into Ayatollah Khamenei's beliefs and ideas, we can draw to some conclusions that are very nice and very useful, very helpful, especially for the youngsters, you know, especially for the ones who don't have much information about our leaders. And it's needed for them. It's like they need it for their own improvement.
Exactly. By the way, there is a website that is called Khamenei.ir. Yeah. And there's a lot of information about him personally and about his lectures. Like, there's actually a lot of information that you can get from that website.
Too much information. Yeah, and when we just get into his beliefs and the way he's defining women's role, either in society or in life, we can find the quotes and the words that he has clearly stated that women should be, first of all, he has mentioned it a lot in a lot of cases, that women should be equal, like women and men should be equal. Like, he is also seeking equality between the genders.
Yeah.
He is also fighting gender discrimination. And it's really
exactly.
nice. The things that sometimes we label Islamic societies with, like, they are not going to seeking this.
They just accuse them of being so biased about women. But that's not
the truth. While our leaders are just fighting for this, just like the opposite.
Exactly.
And he describes women as frontiers of spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he mentions that women are the one in the first line of fighting the evils, fighting the bad deeds, and they are gonna the spirituality and the good vibes to the family. And women are the ones who are spreading the good vibes to the world.
And also, he has some gatherings with women, like successful women or even mothers get to a gathering in which he talks to them directly. And then those sessions are so beautiful. Like, even he has some gatherings with poets, and in those sessions also, he actually talks to some poets that are women. And that's so interesting how much emphasis he puts on this strong role of women in society as mothers, as I'm saying, in different branches, like even the poets, even to the women who are great business women.
Yeah, and it's so nice that, you know, there are the signs of him playing and acting based on what he believes in.
Exactly.
He's not just gonna say, like, yeah, I'm gonna agree with women having roles in the society and then act in the other way.
In a different way.
Yeah, exactly. He is just going with what he believes in. And
exactly.
It's really nice that we started a revolution. We made our own country this way. And we had a leader who was just supporting women. And right now,
who acts according to his slogans and mottos,
and right now,
actually,
we still have one great prominent leader who
exactly.
is still there for women, who is fighting for women, who is talking for women and acting for women.
Exactly. And I'm telling you that even right now, he holds these sessions, and when he talks about women, it's as if the women are the center of attention.
Yeah.
And it really is like that. He puts too much of emphasis on the role of women as mothers and as active individuals in society.
Another nice thing is that he's kind of having updated information about women. He's talking about women being responsible for their wealth, being independent.
Exactly.
There are some updated issues, and he's still going on with this nice belief.
Exactly. And by the way, I should say that in Islamic Republic of Iran, there's a huge list of laws that advocate and support women's rights in marriage, in the businesses, in education, everywhere. Like, there are some details that are just mind-blowing. Like, it's so interesting that in our religion, every single detail has been taken into an account.
Yeah.
So, time is flying so fast, while there's a lot more there to talk about. Unfortunately, this was all the time that we had for today's episode. Then for more information, you can visit khamenei.ir. And also, there are some other web pages out there. Even in IRB English Radio, there are different programs that you could go and visit to have some more information. So thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.